Hi guys, welcome to another episode of the Melanin Wave podcast. I'm your host Monica.
I am Remy.
And I'm Jane. Black is beautiful, you're not teaching.
Girls are thinking, I'm a king too, I'm a queen. Go and you're never a DJ. Yes, we are so pleased to be here with you today. And we can't wait to share with you today's episode. But first and foremost, I want to know how you guys have been, how your week have been. Remy, why are you two looking at me like, looking at me like I'm a new creature?
Oh, we're listening keenly to what you're saying.
My
week so far has been good. Nothing special to report. Yesterday, at work. Normally, depending on what station you're in, like if you're in a room alone, you can have some music. Some rooms have a radio, or then you can have music on the computer, just like low volume. And then, so I had the radio on, and then this song comes on the radio, and there's a client there, and I'm thinking, guy, when will they get out? Like, it's a song I've not heard in a long time. Mm-hmm. And it just took me, I don't know if you guys normally get that feeling, if there's a song that like reminds you of somewhere you were, or a particular,
takes you back to a moment.
You can almost smell, you can almost see. It was like that. Oh my, okay, I couldn't wait for that person to get out of my room. Mm-hmm. And then I danced a bit, then I shazammed because I had no clue who is the singer or what the name of the song is. It's a very old...
So you had time to dance and shazam.
What is shazamming?
How long was the song?
Where?
Please, Remy, do us the honors.
Where? Shazamming. Shazam is an application.
Mm-hmm. And this is not sponsored. Please, shazam, if you hear this, sponsor us.
That can tell you... I don't know if it has other function or it's just music. Like if you
it
don't
has other functions, you can also stream music from Shazam.
Okay. But it can also tell you like what song is playing. Let's say you hear something on radio and you have no clue. You don't know how you'll go search it. So you just Shazam, you put your phone next to where the music is coming from, then it tells you.
Can I do a tune? Like na 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 na.
That's not how it works.
Well, if you're Beyonce or Riri who is singing.
Of course.
So I shall.
But I'm not singing, I'm humming.
No, it will not recognize you.
Okay.
Well, you can try.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it is your own song that is already, you know, you've recorded.
Mm-hmm. So you shazammed.
So I shazammed and danced a bit. And then, of course, on the way home, that's the only song I was listening to. And today, and.
Yeah.
So what was the song?
You wouldn't know it. It's a very old. I checked. It's from 1990. Monica,
I'm sorry.
Would you know it?
No.
It's called. It's like a. You know this aerobics beat. That kind of 80s, 90s.
Yeah.
It's called Ride on Time. That song took me far. Oh my god.
I can't even see the dancing style. Oh my god.
How old were you guys, Sasa, when this song was Nini? When it was coming out in 1990?
We were young.
Shut up. We were so young. Well, by the time I was getting to know that song, I was a teenager, you know.
Mm.
In 1990, you were a teenager?
No. By the time I was getting to know that song, where it took me, took me back to teenagehood. Yeah.
It's taken me back to a matatu. Oh, my God.
A matatu. Hey, that song is a vibe. Aye.
Hey, it is. Ati umesema Black Box have sang it.
It's not a group. Not have.
Okay.
What?
She, one person, she, Black Box, is a she.
Ah, it's, actually. Makes sense.
So that's my vibes right now.
Thank you for telling our audience how old you guys are. We appreciate it.
Jane.
Yeah.
Jane, I've had a interesting week. Today I was working day 9. The 9th
of how many?
Working day. I have until Friday of 12. My choice, no one forced me, no one coerced me, my choice. But since I started working where I'm working now, today was the first time I started feeling a bit like I'm getting ticked off. And I don't know. I think I'm tired or I was just getting irritated.
Irritated by what?
Everything.
The people, the work.
My colleague was irritating me. At some point, I just couldn't stand her voice anymore. Like, I don't know. My boss came to ask me something, and I'm just thinking, can you stop asking? And I've been, like, in this positive vibe and the best person working. Yeah, so I guess I'm tired. Maybe. Yeah.
Let's hope it's just tiredness.
Yeah.
And it's also okay if, I mean, you're getting tired of the workplace. You know, who can blame you?
Akimoni, no, it can't be that. I have to be, it has to be that. I've been having such a nice moment, you know, like, yeah. But not saying that I had a bad day, not at all. It's something that I even realized myself, like, everything is irritating me, like, not that I showed anyone, but I was just feeling like, can you shut up? Can you go away?
Yeah.
Don't ask me.
I also like, get those days, actually, when I'm irritated by everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, you know, when you get to work, and maybe let's say you're trying to read the report and whatever you're doing, you're just silent, and people are just talking. Sometimes I get so irritated. Sometimes I entertain it and like people are talking, yes, let's waste time together. But then sometimes I get so irritated. I'm like, why are you people talking? Just shut up. It's so early in the morning for people. I also get those days.
Yeah.
I understand you completely.
Yeah. At some point, I even ran away.
Those days.
Yeah. I ran away to my box. I have this hideout, which is mine. I'm allowed to be there officially.
Me, I'm thinking if your boss is listening, and my boss is listening that I'm shazamming at work. Where?
But we're not doing anything illegal. So I took a time out and I went to this place. I had all the lights switched off and I was just like, I hope nobody notices I'm here. Like, and I was there for a moment and then I left.
Yeah. I think that's nice that you know you're aware of what you're feeling, and of course you don't want to transfer that, you know, just go lashing out on your workmates or so you take a moment for yourself to just give yourself some time and space to
I should be grateful for that. Thank you, Remy.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Awesome. Yeah. Me, I've had a good week. Nothing out of the ordinary. Same old.
Vibes.
Me, my vibes are always vibing.
Yeah, your vibes are always vibing.
Until they are not. You're always vibing until they are not.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like over the years I've learned how to, like, really control. You see that feeling, Jane? Like, I've really tried to control it because a few years ago, I never used to, like, control my emotions. And sometimes I would lash out at people. And nowadays, I feel it's taking too much of my energy. Yeah. I don't have time for that. So I'm like, whatever. I'm so unbothered by people even.
And I think when like Remy said, when you're aware of something, then it's easier to even put a limit, like say that I'm not going to get triggered by this, like, or this person is trying to irritate me, or, you know, you can tell immediately like what you're feeling and you put an end to that.
Like, hiya, for example, let me tell you something that happened on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
So on Friday I was at work, and it was in the morning. Yeah, we are all reading the report, and it's a new building, and people are trying to know how things are working. And that morning we were either two or three people who had not been in that new building since they moved, and they had moved on Friday. So we're all trying to, like, there's this phone that you have to be with all the time because, like, it shows you who's ringing and blah blah blah. So we are all trying to learn. Then this one person says that, oh my days, I'm not even going to have this phone, I don't even care. Like, they were just making a fuss out of nothing. And I felt it was so unnecessary because we are all trying to learn. Of course, it's stressful for all of us to be there. But now them, they're making it about themselves. You get? It's like, this is your problem. You guys deal with it. It's not my problem. And at some point I was thinking, do you know you have wasted almost 10 minutes talking about nothing. And complaining? When are you going to, like, really read and prepare yourself for work? So, I don't know. I think when I was reading, I was like, hey, now you guys, you really need to keep quiet. Then it's someone I've known, like, it's not that we are friends, but I've known for years. Do you know what they did? I'm gonna just tell you that I'm being petty. No, I'm being stupid. They did me like this. You know the way you do a kid like this, the head, or you do something, someone like that, like msemonyo umezoea na naye. Like, they did that the first time, and I was like, okay, well, I won't say anything. It's okay. So I was, and I laughed it off. So they did it a second time.
In the same moment, or like,
not in the same moment, yeah, like after a while, they did the same thing, like the way you'd shake someone's head. Do you know, I just looked at her and I was like, I swear, if you do that again, I'm going to slap you straight on the face. I was like, don't do that again. And they stopped. They didn't even say anything. They stopped. And I was like, you and me, we are not that close. Like, what the fuck are you doing? You know, I felt like they were disrespecting me.
Exactly.
I was thinking, we are not buddies like that. So why are you doing that?
And even if you're buddies, no, there's a time and place for everything.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
You even if you're
read the vibes.
Exactly.
And you know.
Yeah.
Mm.
There's a time and place for everything.
I was like, you little shit. Like, what the fuck? Don't ever do that. Yeah, it was cringe, actually. And when I thought about it, I was thinking, when was the last time matter someone did that to me? Like, not in very, very many years. But I told them, like, don't do that. Anyways, but I didn't even make a big deal out of it. You see, now, if it was those years ago, I would have made a big deal out of it. Yeah, but now I was like, don't do that. Yeah, it's called growth.
Telling you.
Self-aware queens.
Exactly.
Nice.
And we're loving it. Okay, can we dive in on today's vibes?
Let's do that.
So today we are doing something fun.
I'm so happy for today's topic.
As you can tell, this is Monica's topic. Choice of topic. Isn't it? Those things that she removes from TikTok, where me and Jane have no clue what's happening. And forces them on us.
But we are going with the flow, right?
We go with the flow, yes.
We go with the flow. The times, actually, not even the flow. We are moving with the times. So today we are going to be discussing, or we are going to be telling, the worst lies that you've ever told. And each one of us is going to give three lies that they've told. Okay. And not that you told the teacher the dog ate your homework. There has to be a backstory as to why the dog...
As to why the dog was eating your homework.
It was eating your homework. There has to be a backstory to that.
Can I put a disclaimer?
Okay,
for me, I'm feeling like this. My lies don't have juicy stories.
They don't have oomph.
They don't have the
It's
oomph.
Okay. It's okay.
But maybe I'll. It's okay. Sour. We go.
Mm.
Jen, you can start it off. I'm an
Monica. Jen, start us off.
Yeah, she looks like she has some cheeky ones. Jen.
No. Actually, not.
Jen, I know you. Your lies were fire.
No.
No. Have I lied, Remy?
Yeah?
Mm-mm, yeah, I'm not lying. You Jen, you, your lying. Lies seem like they were top notch.
No, I'll just start with a simple lie. So, a couple of years ago at work, there was this hullabaloo about everybody getting the influenza vaccine. And they were almost forcing it on people, like, you know, even though they couldn't force it on you, but they were just like insisting that everybody needs to get. So at my workplace, I guess most people were not getting the vaccine, and this was pissing off the boss. So she went and got the occupational health nurse to come and talk to everybody individually about getting the vaccine. So I was coming for evening shift, and everyone was like, people were sitting in the coffee room when I entered, and this occupational health nurse was, I guess, waiting for me or waiting for the people who were coming for evening shift. So they were like, yeah, Jane has come in. Hey, yeah. And then she introduces herself and she asks me like if I've taken the vaccine. And I look at her straight in the eye and I tell her, we don't take vaccines in my culture.
Oh my God, Jane.
And the woman was red. Like, you should have seen her. Like, she could just not tell me anything anymore. And my colleagues are laughing. And I'm looking at them like, what is so funny? Like,
why are you laughing? What's funny?
Yeah. What are you laughing about? Like, yeah. It just does not involve our culture to take the vaccine.
And you kept a straight face.
Yeah.
I will also keep a very straight face, Remy.
Yeah.
And you're not and that was it.
No. And that was the end of the story.
Kwani, now, Remy, you think Ati, she was saying that, and then later on she says, oh, joking.
No, jokes, not joking. Joke, my heart would be beating like at 200 because I know I'm telling a lie.
No, actually, I was waiting for everyone. Her. No, I was waiting for her. If she was smart enough, she would have told me. But do you understand that there are no repercussions regarding the vaccine? Like, the vaccine is this and this and this. Explain to me what the vaccine is. But just because I've used my culture.
And why you can take it.
Exactly. Just because I've used my culture, like, it's almost like that's a scapegoat for anything. Like, if I don't want to do something, I can just throw the culture card. You know, like, yeah, it doesn't involve my culture and I'm done. Yeah, so.
Hey, nice one. Eh?
That's a good one.
Hey, this thing, you'll be productive. I think I should start taking notes of it. Things I can lie about.
Okay, I'll go next, Remy. I think we've all lied about these. Well, I lied to my. I was in school and we had practice, and Aki, I didn't feel like going. So me, I lied that my grandmother had died. She had died like a few years before. Yeah. So I was like, I'm so sad. I can't come because my grandmother died. Okay, I killed my grandmother again.
Okay.
I was out of practice for like a week.
You got a week off.
She was grieving. Yes. Was
grieving. Okay, you said your grandma had already passed away. How long before was it? Like months,
2-3 years.
Okay.
Yeah,
it was very fresh, Remy, and it was hurting me. So, I couldn't go for practice.
Yeah, you know, somebody can be re-traumatized, so it just comes back again.
Someone mentions their grandmother, and then it reminds you of your grandmother, so like you get re-traumatized.
That's the people you're taking care of are old, and then
old,
exactly.
So you just kill your grandmother anew.
So me, I didn't go for practice for like 1 week, and even after that, a few weeks after that, I still use that thing to say, my head is not okay.
To the same teacher, or another teacher.
Yes, it's the same teacher.
Oh my!
After that, I stopped using that lie. So I haven't found somewhere else to use it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, she was already dead, so you didn't do, you were not like,
I did,
lying, yeah. You know.
Exactly.
So, I'm not going to start with this time at work. You know, the way, like, in Finland, most of the people you're taking care of are elderly, or people you'll find in the hospital, majority are quite elderly. And they probably need a diaper change or something. So we are in a shift with my workmate, and we're going to this one room to help the patient. And they were incontinent, so they were using a diaper. So I got there before, and we were just outside the, we're not even gotten into the room. So I had some gas in my stomach. So I decided, so I just let out this gas. Yeah. So I farted. And it was not a good smelling fart. And whole and below, my workmate appears. Just right. Like, I'm thinking, I don't know why she was that fast.
And these were not the days where people use masks.
Yeah, these were not the days for masks, by the way. So she's asking me, like, what's that smelling? And then even me,
she's also confused.
She's confused. And then even me, I pretend that I'm confused, attempted to sniff around.
And you are not laughing.
No. I'm so embarrassed, my God. So I'm like, yeah, there's something. And then I open the room, the door quickly. I'm like, maybe it's coming from inside the room. Like, trying to blame it on the patient.
It definitely was.
And then she's like, no. Like, she's also trying to sniff in. She's like, ah, I don't think it's coming from there. And then she asks me straight, have you farted? Okay, I couldn't. I told her no. And then the way she said, have you farted? Because I have not. Like, it's just the two of us.
Yeah.
And she's saying, yeah, she's not farted. So is it you? I'm like, no, it's not.
You should have told her.
Straight face.
You should have told her the one who smells first is the one who's farted. So have you farted?
Was farted.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I could just see, like, she could tell I'm lying, but there's now nothing, anything she could do. Okay, I was so uncomfortable. Oh my God.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
Where? But how would you even think of farting? And you don't even know whether it's going to be a smelly fart.
But you see, I was alone in the whole corridor.
You've never farted, like, me, I don't even fart on the corridors. Me, I used to go to the patient's room. Stand
that's so mean.
Right next to them and fart, like.
I hope our bosses will not hear to this.
No, do you know me what I used to do, you guys? Like, since COVID. Since COVID, now you know you have masks, so like you can just fart anywhere. It doesn't really matter. You can fart anywhere in the corridor, in the supermarket, like anywhere, because people are wearing masks. So now, me, after now people have stopped using the masks, at least in the supermarkets or in the shops, do you know sometimes you just feel like passing gas and you forget people are not wearing masks and then you pass gas?
And then it's too late.
And then it's too late. And we are thinking, now that's your problem. You deal with it, Sasa.
No.
Like, what am I supposed to do?
But I don't know, it's always like when, like the way you're saying you're in the shop, maybe you're in an aisle somewhere alone and you're thinking, oh, perfect moment, I'm alone. And then you release and like, it's like someone is just waiting around the
someone
corner.
Someone just comes appears. And they come straight.
I know.
Yes.
What's wrong with you people? That's bad manners. I never fart in the shop. No.
Okay, what? Are you serious?
No.
Okay.
I hate to say it, but I do.
Monica.
Can you?
Well, passing gas is very healthy. If you don't pass gas, you have a problem. You need to get checked.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you know you can have bad stomach aches if you hold it in.
If you hold it in.
Yes. Mm. And your stomach can swell.
Right.
Can we move on?
Right.
Oh my.
Yeah. So immediately after my high school, those days where we had no boundaries, like none whatsoever, and you couldn't say no. It's almost like saying no was an insult to someone. So there was this man, guy, much older man than me. And he was insisting, I could call him a sugar daddy, like he really, really wanted me, and you know, like,
sugar daddy or sugar daddy.
Ew, sugar baba. If you actually, if we can call him that. Yeah. So he was really like insisting, you know, like, come I buy you a drink, I did go for a drink actually. And then now he wanted to take me. As
where?
As a chips. Somewhere. I don't know. I'm
like after the pool. Drink.
Yeah. So I'm like, no, I can't go. And then he's like, why? Like, why? I'm going to treat you nicely. What? I looked at him straight in the eye and I told him I'm HIV positive.
People, I told you, grab a pen and paper. Hey, these are survival skills.
Yes. And that's a good one, Jane. What if he... Wait! What if he told you I'm HIV positive? Guys! Baby. What would you have done?
I don't know. I haven't thought that far.
How did he react? Oh
my.
That was the last time I heard from him.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Did he act shocked?
There was no stigmatization in that way, like you or... Yeah, he was like, okay, I understand. And yeah, I can take you home. And I was happy about that.
Do you know, Jenny, you've talked about that. I've remembered now, Aki, wait, now I'm digressing. It's not even a lie.
It's okay.
Do you know, I remember, I think I was in primary school and my mom used to take me to this dentist, or she used to have this dentist. And this dentist, he wasn't at the old, maybe he was in his 30s. Me, I'm almost 12, 13. Do you know this guy was hitting on me?
What a pedophile.
Yes. Yes.
And your mom is there, or you're alone in the room?
No, no, no. Like now, you know, Sassy, my mom has taken me and then now she steps out, or maybe she's the next time. I think the first time we went together and she showed me the place. And then now the next time when I got the appointment, now I had to come alone. So when I was alone after he had, he filled my tooth. And then after that, it's when he was, it's like he was, you know, he was telling me, yeah, maybe we could go out for coffee and, well, not coffee. He said, whatever he said. But I remember feeling, why am I feeling so uncomfortable? And me, I thought I was overthinking it. So the next time when I went to get my teeth cleaned, he was still telling me that he wants to go out with me. And I was thinking, what the fuck? Isn't this guy like old? Why is he telling me to go out with him?
And go out where?
Where? How?
Exactly.
Where do you even start? Like, really?
And I was a teenager. And I'm thinking, me in my tiny head, I'm thinking, this is a whole doctor. How long do doctors have to study? So how old is he? Me was trying to calculate me. He was a fossil. But up to today, I don't understand how he
ew, that's disgusting. Like really, really disgusting. Hiya, Moni.
Yeah, anyway, moving on to happier times. Yes, so now when you're mentioning about high school, I remembered another thing. My mom had this friend, she was called Mama Someone. Let's assume she was called Mama Remy. So Mama Remy, we used to go to the same church, and then I don't know what happened after a few years. Sijui she stopped coming to church, and sijui her and her husband opened a church, blah blah blah. So now she started being these pastors of, like, they are seeing visions, you know, those pastors like Nanani, the helicopter ones, the potassium permanganate ones. So one time when we had closed school, my mom was like, let's go to Mama Remy and say hi to her. I was like, cool, cool. So we went, and this woman was like, oh, you know, Monica, I saw a vision about you at you were in a corridor uko in your school, and the teacher, at you were kneeling down, the teacher was punishing you. And so I was, asking myself, what is this woman talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And she was really insisting that this, it's true, it has happened. Like this, whatever she's seeing, it's true, it has happened. And she was like, just tell me the truth. Just, and my mom was there. My mom was like, wait, so you just tell her the truth.
Mm-hmm.
So me, I went with it. I was like, yeah. Yeah, it's true. It's true. We were kneeling down on that big corridor. It was in Huko Western Wing. And I remember asking myself, what the fuck is happening? Okay, so I went on with a lie. I played along.
Okay.
And I told my mom, yes, this is true. It's true. What she saw, it is true, mom. Aki, for real. It's true. And my mom, after that, she was looking at me, Zileza, where? Is it true? I was like,
okay.
So she says it's true.
So now, even your mom, you never revealed to her that later on that you were just going with the story.
No.
Aki.
No. Akiata, I think I should tell her.
Yeah.
I should tell her it was a lie.
And then you see, that's the kind of religious manipulation that goes on. You know, have you been to a place? Like, I remember when we're probably in primary, not high school necessarily, in primary, you know, class 8 when you're about to do KCPE and you need to get saved, born again, so that you can pass. There's that moment that you need, and then somebody will come to your school and is praying for you, and then people start falling down, and then when it's your turn, you have to get to the groove, like you have to fall down.
So you also have to fall,
and you don't understand like why you're doing it or what's happening. But I guess that's the religious manipulation. Like somebody is telling you, like, yeah, it did happen. Like almost making you, and this is a woman of God or something. Like you almost feel like, I'm lying to her if I say that it didn't happen. It
didn't happen. Yeah.
Yeah.
How dare you oppose exactly. their vision.
Yeah.
Me, I just felt bad for her because I was like, oh yeah. I just felt sad or bad for her. And I just, I just went along with it. But anyway, that was bad. Maybe I should tell my mother it was a lie. I'm pretty sure she doesn't even remember.
Okay. So, last summer, was it last summer? Anyway, sometime, maybe a year ago, we went to with a friend to eat in quite a high-end restaurant near where we live. So it was a new place then. So we had not been there before. And then they had this you can choose they had set menus, let's say like that, like 4-course meal and a 6-course meal. And then they also had you can just choose for yourself starters and main course and blah blah blah. So we had chosen to take the 4-course meal. And then when we were just checking what is there and anything, so there was one of the courses had pork meat. I eat pork meat, but given an option, I would maybe rather eat something else. And I could see these four courses have just been picked from the menu, just sort of things out of another nini. So even this pork dish is part of the a la carte, options you can choose. So I saw there, on those now other, where you can choose, there is lamb. And I'm like, oh, I love lamb. So what are the odds they could, just swap it? Because see, all these things are in their menu. So I just swap this one. So the waitress comes to take our orders. And then I just ask her, is it possible to switch this pork dish for the lamb dish? And then she asks me, so you don't eat pork? Now, this was the moment, you have two seconds to answer. And I'm thinking, so I just nodded, no, I don't.
Yeah.
And then she's like, I think I'm sure it's possible. I'll talk to the chef. So she went talk to the chef and then she came back. She's like, yeah, it's possible to swap it. And then after now she left, my friend is looking at me like, guy, did you just lie? I'm like, it's not a lie. See, she's the one who suggested. Me, I didn't say it.
And it wasn't a lie because you don't eat pork meat there. At that moment.
At that particular moment.
Pork meat. You know.
Yeah. So you did lie.
And then I was telling her, she probably assumed because of my skin color you know,
yes,
that I don't eat pork meat. Exactly. It was not that she didn't ask, are you allergic? You know, so like you or yeah. like you know, you don't eat pork meat. I'm like, ah, well,
yeah, hey, it also happens a lot.
Sometimes I have to use this
yes,
different.
Me, I use it all the time, by the way,
to my advantage.
Yeah. Me, I use it all the time. Even people can be saying something, I'm like, me, I don't relate. Like, I don't relate because of my skin color. What the fuck are you talking about?
And I was hoping there's nothing else on that menu that I could, maybe it's pork related, but I don't understand. And then they're looking at me like, so you don't eat this, but you eat that.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
It's also like when I tell people I don't eat pork, they definitely assume I'm Muslim. So when someone asks me, are you Muslim? I say yes. Oh, you don't eat pork because you're Muslim? I'm like, yeah, Allah is the way.
Yeah.
Because now you're just assuming. Why are you assuming it's only Muslims who can't eat pork?
Yeah. Actually, just recently, a colleague of mine asked me, my God, in the most ignorant way possible, she was like, so there was food and it had pork. So I took the food and I poked and I was eating and she asked me, but you guys don't eat pork. And I was
you
like,
guys?
Who?
Which then, one of us?
And then she said, you guys from over there, like, you know, and she didn't know like what to say exactly, like which guys. And she was like, yeah, like in Africa, you don't eat pork. And then I was like, I don't know about the whole of Africa, but where I come from, we eat pork. If you want to eat pork, you eat pork. And she was like, yeah, but I thought Africans don't eat pork. I was like, yeah, do you know there are some European countries where people actually don't eat pork? Like, you know, you go to Bosnia, for example, you go to Albania. There are so many Muslims there, they don't eat pork. It's still in Europe. Like, what is this thing about you guys? You know, like, it was so ignorant, like, on her part, you know. And I just told her, like, yeah, I think it's an individual thing. Like, everybody eats whatever they want. Yeah. But, yeah, you guys.
You guys.
I'm still in disbelief. In this day and age, people are so damn ignorant, man.
Yeah, and she's, I think, 20-something. Very young girl.
Guy.
Wow.
Guy. Are you serious?
That's the saddest part.
You know, I was envisioning
a 50-year-old woman.
Me too. Or someone who's even about to retire. A 20-something person. That's so sad for her.
I know.
So sad for her.
Just a young
girl.
You
enlightened her.
I don't even think
such a thought. I don't think that she can be enlightened.
You don't think.
Those are the kind of people that need to step out, like, leave this cocoon they live in. Like, step out and even go to Helsinki for a while. And not just go to Helsinki and live in a box, like, integrate with other people. Go out. See how people behave. Like, go to a club in Helsinki and realize that somebody has a scarf on and is dropping it like it's hot, you know, like, and it's not a big deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, they just need to step out of this village a little bit. Yeah. Sad. Very, very sad.
She's quite sad.
Very, very. Jim, what other lie do you have for us?
I have.
It's like she has a list with 100. She can't even pick which one.
Yeah, I think my straight face actually is just the best when I'm saying something ridiculous. But anyway, when I was in high school, first year of high school, we had this chemistry teacher who was a terrorist. Like, everybody hated him and he used to terrorize people. Yeah, and in this that time, like, people used to get, there was corporal punishment in the school. So this guy was just like terror. Oh my God, I hated him. So I start my period and one lesson has ended and I'm going to the toilet to like wear a pad. And my friend comes with me. She was also going to the toilet for whatever reason. And she decided to wait for me. So while we were leaving to go to class, it was the chemistry lesson that had started, but we had a teaching practice teacher. And we met with Mr. Chege, who, now the chemistry teacher, who insisted that we have run away. We are skiving the class, like, so we are not going for the class. And he called us to a room and he's like, he wants to beat us because we are not going for the class. So me, I told him, hey, me, dude, you're not beating me. It's not happening. Not today. Then he's like, hey, who do you think you are? Told him, F you. Who do you think you are? Give me a leave out. I want to go and call my mother. I want to go and call my mother now. Now. Whom's you think you are? F you. The guy is thinking, wololo, wololo, this young girl. Now he's insisting he wants to touch me, like, you know, just like that. I told him, you're not going to touch me by force. You give me a
like to wrap you up, like,
you are going to give me a leave out, and I'm going to get my mother. I'm going home to get my mom. So my friend is there. The guy very fast writes me a leave out. I go and tells my friend, go to class. Me, I take the leave out. I walk out, show the watchman, go home. Hey, now I am home.
Reality hits.
I don't know who's worse of a terrorist. Is it this man or my mother? What am I going to tell this mother? That I was very, very quick to tell that I am going to call F.U. F.U. I'm going to call my mother. So I get home. And my mother's sister was there. She had come to visit. So, yeah. So, yeah.
Was your mom home when you got home?
My mom was home when I got home. Yeah. So I get there and I start crying hysterically. Like... very, very hysterical about everything. Like, oh my God, what has happened? So my mom is like, what has happened? What has happened? I'm like, Mr. Chege. I started the story the right way, what happened, until the part where we got to the office. He wanted to beat me. And then I told him that you're not going to beat me. Give me a leave out. I go and call my mother. And he told me, fuck you.
What?
You use those words.
Told me, fuck you, who do you think your mother is? And I started crying. I said, I am going to call my mother. And he said, what do you think your mother is going to do? La 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 la. So my mom is already getting worked up, like the F, you know. My mom is thinking, can we go to that school now? Then my aunt, my mother's sister, is like, where? Because she knows her sister. Is very hot tempered. Goes like, I know, maybe you need to calm down and then you go tomorrow and we're going to talk. There's nothing we're going to talk about. She said, what? He said, what to you? That man, what did he say? He said, fuck you. He said, fuck you. Who do you think your mother is? So yeah, that evening, I went to the phone booth to call my friend. They had a phone at home. So I called her and I was like, hey, things are thick. So this is what I've said happened. Now you have to stick to the story. The next day, very early in the morning, go to school with my mother. My mother is still blowing steam through her every hole. She's not ready to listen to anyone. She wants an apology. How dare you? So the teacher comes and says, your daughter is very naughty. And that gave you permission to tell her, fuck you. And you know, and the guy is like, I did not say that. She's the one who told me that. I'm like, no, you can even ask my friend.
Like, oh my
she
God.
Was there.
Mm-hmm.
We turned the whole story.
So your friend that was man, told?
Yeah.
And she and backed you up.
She backed me up. The guy said, F you, who do you think your mother is? So it was made a rule that nobody should touch me again, like no corporal punishment for me. If I do something, they should call my mom. Like ASAP.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And that was the end of me understanding chemistry. I hated that subject. I used to go for chem and I'm just thinking, whether I pass or fail, there's nothing this man can do to me. Nothing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he hated me with a passion. Like, yeah.
Okay, of course, right. After that stunt, what did you expect? He was not going to be your bestie.
Nah.
Probably hates you until this day.
I know.
I'm sure he even remembers your name.
I'm sure. And I still don't know what an atom is. That's how bad it was.
An atom.
I don't even know what it is to date. I used to go to chem, like, I just sit there and I'm thinking, what are you telling me?
And it was compulsory for the whole
four years. Oh, yes, the whole 4 years.
Oh, yeah.
But he taught me until, he taught me chem until form three. But then by the time we were changing the teacher, it was too late for me.
To catch up.
Yeah.
Couldn't
be salvaged.
Like, it couldn't be salvaged, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Big ups to your friend.
Hey, but at a way where you had Nini, you had trust in your mom.
I had trust in my mom until I saw her like this. You know, I got home and I'm thinking, if I tell my mom what I've done, she will literally kill me. Like, with my mom, everything was so black and white, or still is. Like, we were not supposed to say, we were not even allowed to say, like, what the heck. Because she would tell us, like, you know what you want to say. Like, you know what it is that you're trying to say. So we were not allowed to say, oh, you know the way you say, oh, she's, like, So for her, like, swearing was out of the question, completely out of the question, you know. And then I'm going home with this story that I got so angry at the teacher and I swore at him. Where? My mom would have killed me.
Jane, so now when you start crying, was it part of the show or were you feeling sad, scared, or you just thought, no, I need to make it dramatic?
I think I was scared.
Yeah.
And I was so hysterical, like, you know, to the point of I can't even talk, like.
Yeah.
And that was not an, I don't think that was an act. And I was very angry also at this teacher. So it was a combination of many things.
Emotions.
I think also you are angry because, you know, I don't know whether this happens to you guys. When you're telling someone the truth and they think you're lying, it really works me up. Like, I really get angry because I'm thinking, why will you think that I'm lying and I'm telling you the truth? Is it very difficult for you to understand that I'm telling you the truth? I don't like it when someone insinuates that I'm lying. It gets me very upset. I don't like
it. Because they have a story. They have a story in their head and they're not accepting now what you're telling them, which is going against what they have in their head.
I don't like it when someone does that, when it even sounds stupid and I get very angry. I also lied to my parents. I lied to my parents one time. They had gone out or they had gone. Anyway, they had just gone somewhere and it was in the evening, around 5, 6. And me, I thought, see, one end a bash. They are going to party, so they'll come in the morning. Or they'll come the following day, I don't know, midday. I don't know what I was thinking. Me, I just thought, they are not going to come. So it was me and my small sister. So as we ate and we went to sleep. Me, see, all the doors are locked. The next time I wake up, it's the morning. Me, I wake up, I'm like, my parents didn't come. And that day, I didn't have a phone at home. Or we didn't have a phone. It's only my parents who had phones. And of course, they were not at home, so they had their phones with them. So I see me, I'm waking up like the parents are not here. Hey, as we wake up, we make eggs, we have breakfast, and then we go outside. And then where we used to live, the landlady also used to live there with her family. So we are outside, and then the landlady's son, he was called Gigi comes and he's like, kai, 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 kai. Mulikuwa wapi? And I'm thinking, where were you guys? I'm like, what do you mean, where were we? So you were at home. Mm. Do you know your parents were here? They knocked yesterday and they knocked. We all knocked. And we even took karaes and doors. And then we started like making noise outside here so that you guys can wake up. I was like, I don't think so. I think you're lying.
Mm.
Aki, do you know Nilishtuka? I was like, what the hell?
Mm.
I was like, me, I didn't hear anything. He was like, yeah. Like, they really knocked until they went away. I'm like, so where did they go? I was like, I don't know. So when we were there, my parents now, I saw my parents coming and I was like, shit.
Mm. Mm.
All of a sudden, I was so afraid because I was like, I didn't know what they were going to do.
Yeah.
So when they came, my mom was like, where? Kwani, what had happened yesterday? I'm like, when?
Mm.
We knocked and you never opened. I was like, me, I fainted. In the morning, I woke up. I found myself sleeping on the floor. So me, I don't know what happened. So I think I fainted
the whole night.
Apparently, I had fainted the whole night because, like, I didn't know what to tell them. Like, I was sleeping like a dead muscle. Because they were even saying they were even knocking like the window where the bed is.
And I'm thinking that even your sister didn't hear.
No, she didn't hear anything. And then now you know me, I'm the oldest, so see, it's me now. It's my responsibility. My sister doesn't even understand what's happening. Me, I told them I had fainted. And then now, a few days after that, my mom was like, okay, so have you ever fainted again? I've never fainted again. I think that was the first time.
They bought it. Yeah. Did they seem convinced?
No, I think they... No, they didn't. They didn't, because my dad was like, "Nah, I just think you could like." My mom was like, "How can you sleep like that? Like it's like you're dead. People don't sleep like that." So yeah, I'm thinking, what do you want me to tell you? How am I supposed to
sleep? Yeah,
exactly. How am I supposed to sleep? Yeah, but I don't think they bought it.
No, you know, after I finished high school, I used to wake up in the morning like. You know that 1 year break that you take after high school? I would wake up in the morning and do the household chores and make breakfast for my mom, and then she would leave. And I would close the door at some point and go to take a nap. Where? Aki, my mom comes. She'll start banging the window. I open the curtain like this. I'm sleeping, like my bed is here, the window is here. I open the curtain, I look at her, I close the curtain, and I continue sleeping.
It's part of the dream, eh? Oh my God.
And you understand why I do not nap. Like, me and napping, we just can't go the same way. There was another time also, I had just felt like I need to take a nap during the day. Of course, my naps come with the whole shenanigans of going to sleep. You put a headscarf, you wear your pajamas.
Same.
Same. You go and pee. It's a ritual. Like you almost brush your teeth, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so this lady writes me a message like, is it okay if my son comes to play with your son? And I'm like, yeah. So there were neighbors. They were living like in the next flat. I'm like, yeah, he can come, sure. So the boy comes and I tell my son and this boy that I'm going to lie down for a while. You guys can play, but don't make so much noise because I'm going to nap. So as I'm napping, I can hear ding. I even dream my phone is ringing. Bling. Aki, and I dreamt my life away.
The plane is not really waking you up. It's just part of the dream.
Mm-mm. And it's just this phone that's bling and buzzing and So I wake up. I look at the clock. 5 hours later.
What?
The door is wide open. The children are not there. The toys are everywhere. Like...
At 5 hours later.
Five hours later.
The kids are not in the house.
You had gone to take this nap.
See, it was a nap during the day.
What time?
One. About.
Hey.
So I'm looking at my phone. The number of missed calls. Messages. This woman is sending me messages like, your son is here. The boys are here. Or the boys are here. Can your son eat ice cream?
This was a bling.
The boys have come back. They're coming back to your house. So they went, they came back. They did everything. Now I'm going to pick my son. Where do you start even explaining? I was babysitting your son, but I was asleep.
She didn't even get replies to this message.
She even called me at some point, like, me, it's all a dream. Bling. Yeah.
Oh my god, me, I not even thought the bling was the like the doorbell ringing. She's knocking, she's come to get her son. You're not opening.
No. And the toys were just everywhere. I'm thinking, oh my god, the boys were five, like 5 years.
I think it's because maybe they were also playing and all that. That was also soothing you. Because sometimes I also find it when people are around, especially when I take the day nap, I sleep so good. You know, it's like background
noise. Yeah.
Like a background noise that is soothing you. So yeah. You just sleep.
Well, I'm always a heavy sleeper. Like, when I nap during the day, I usually sleep. Like, it's not a nap. It's those 5-6 hours. And then I can't sleep at night. And
so you are those people, when you sleep, you can even be carried from here to Narok.
Yeah.
Without hearing anything.
Yes. And you throw me in the lake and I'll wake up tomorrow morning. Yeah. That part. Remy.
One last lie. So this time, I didn't want to go to work. What I can't remember, did I have a plan? Like, if we're going somewhere, but I needed some days off. Or did I just want to chill? I don't remember.
Yeah.
And, you know, like, you can always call your boss and say you're not feeling well. But now, me being me, hey, the guilt would have eaten me up, knowing that I'm actually not, there's no ounce of sickness. You know, you can even at least have a small headache and exaggerate it to a migraine.
Yeah.
But there was nothing wrong with me, but I just needed days off. So I call work and I say that I'm not feeling well. And then now, because guilt was not allowing me, I had to go to the healthcare center to get a sick off.
Yeah.
So me, and I don't know if I purposely carried a water bottle or why I took it with me. Anyway, I had a water bottle with me. So I go there, I queue, and I'm waiting. And it's those days you don't even have to call. There was no number to call at it to say.
Yeah.
You just had to go and wait for I don't know how many hours. I'm sitting there. And now I have the lie in my head what I'm going to say. So anyway, it was my turn. I was called in. So I tell this nurse that, I've been vomiting and having diarrhea. And like, so I couldn't even go to work. Like, I'm feeling so bad. I can't eat anything. And so she's just looking at me, how many days? Yeah, do you have a fever? Nini, like questions. Me, I'm just like, I mean, I know how stomach flu goes. So you kind of cook it up. Now, my biggest worry at this point, or all through our what if they need a stool test? Guy. Where will I produce my stool from?
You mix with the water.
I didn't even thought that far. Like, they'll mix it with water. But then but anyway, even if when you have diarrhea, okay, at this point I was not even thinking this far, but later I was thinking, like, even if you have diarrhea, I mean, sometimes it doesn't come all the time. You've passed everything, like, there's even nothing. Your stomach is just cramping, you know, but at no point I was not thinking like that.
Yeah.
So in my head, I'm just praying, please don't ask for that. Please, just give me my 3 days, I rest.
Rest, yeah.
And then she noticed my water bottle and she's like, yeah, I can see you're trying to drink water. That's very good. I'm like, yeah, I'm trying, but it's not even going down. Like, I'm just taking a sip. I'm like, guy.
Oh, no.
Anyway, I got my sick off and I went home happy. So I could give even my boss. Now I was happy, like I was confident. I can give my boss a paper. I was actually sick. And I was told to you to go back if he doesn't, you know,
get
better after a couple days. But I knew now if now going back, now those would be tests. Yeah. Yeah. But not such a bad liar.
Not such a I once took a friend to the clinic, the health center. Those I miss those days when you would just walk in a health center and take a number
and sit for 3 hours.
Oh, well, sometimes you would sit for 3 hours. Anyway, we go in and I'm asking her, now you're looking for us. She's not sick. She just needs some days off. And yeah, so we've come to the doctor and she's like, you know, I don't even know what I'm going to say, like what my problem is. So anyway, her name is called. When the girl stands up, she starts limping. She's limping. And then she's wearing heels. Like, what the hell?
No.
She went in. She was taken care of. And then when she came out, I asked her, like, what did you say? I said that my back is aching. I'm like, but you're wearing heels. She's like, yeah, I know. Like, later on is what I thought. Like, what the hell?
But maybe, you know, it's those people who slay at all times, whether they are sick or sick. Yeah, it's like those people who apply makeup all the time. You know, they can't even go out of their door without makeup. So even her, maybe she's those people, even if she has back pain, she still has to wear her high heels.
Yeah.
I remember Jen from high school. Nini, we had a girl who had been, during the holidays, she had been involved in an accident, which was sad. So she came to school and I think she had, I don't know if she had a cast or something, but she was walking with crutches. But now, of course, now with all this, you get special treatment. And that you miss PE, you miss, there's no punishment. And she can't do this, she can't do cleaning, she can't do garden duty. And that's Jui who. So then she got quite comfortable. So now she was not healing. But now it got to a point where she would forget limping, which side is the sick one, and because she's the healthy one. Sometimes you see her with the crutches, but now the sick leg is the one which is down and the other one is... that's when we knew. Now...
Tough times.
Hey, yes. Cool, you're playing us. So just thinking for your friend, if she's limping and then... She goes in the stage, she sprained her leg.
Yeah.
And Kumba, she's limping on the wrong side.
On the wrong side. But this has been such a fun podcast, I think, like a podcast guy episode.
Still a podcast, Jane. Don't worry. But I have noticed, Remy, you don't lie to your mother.
No, actually, that's what I was trying to think when you guys were telling the stories. Me, I don't remember a lie. Like,
hey, me, Akia, I'm telling you the lies I've told my parents. Please. I can write a book, not only one. So many lies.
Maybe those very small, like they don't have a story to
the white lies, actually,
but I can't remember, imagine.
See, they were all white lies. That led to bigger lies, Uko. They start as white and then they
mini. They get colorful.
Because I'm thinking, hey, with parents, sometimes I feel you just have to lie to them to get what you want. Aki, parents are so manipulative. They even tell you, please tell me. If you have a problem, just tell me. Don't tell them. They are tricky.
Guys, you need to follow this. I don't know if you follow her. A lady who does those like funny things. She's a Kenyan on IG. I think she's on TikTok. Monica maybe would know. Like, what's her name? Is she Nyambura? Someone. And Monica, actually, she reminds me of you. I don't know her facial structure and the way she makes some expressions. Anyway, she had done, I just remember she had done something like that. Until you're sitting in the living room with your mom, and the mom is like, what do you call it? when you have a corn, like corn, maize corn, and you're removing the maize, corn, yeah. What do you call that?
The cob.
The wazandora. And then the daughter is like, cleaning the shelf, and she's just like staring into space. And the mom asks her, like, yeah, what's wrong? And then she comes back to her. So she's like, nothing. And she's like, no, I'm your mom. Just tell me, like, you know, like, very friendly. So the girl is like, okay, wow, my mom is interested. So that she starts like, yeah, so there's this boy. So the mom is just folding her hands. And the next thing, the slipper is on her hand. After you opening your heart about you, what boy? Yeah. There comes the beating.
Huh? Yeah. That's what they do. They trick you, by the way. Don't tell your parents these things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. They're just tricking you, and they'll use whatever you tell them against you. So you just lie your way, and parents are there to be lied to. Okay? Because can you imagine, even at this day and age, like, if I'm with my mom and I want to go out, I still have to make up a lie. I can't tell her I'm going out. Like, she'll be like, where? Out? Like, when you say out, what do you mean out?
I remember the lie. But this was orchestrated by many people. So now, we needed to go out. Me and someone close to me, shall we reveal? A relative of mine. And, of course, you're 18, but what is 18 in Kenya?
18 is the same as 2.
I know.
18. You are even 40.
Actually, not even 18. I had even lived in Finland for 1 year. So I've gone to Kenya to visit. Even after all that freedom, you still have to, where you are going, you have to come back home before dark. So me and this, let's call him my cousin, want to go out. And it's actually now my uncle who was financing all this. So we plan, even with my uncle, that we will say we went to his place. And that's a story. But as we are going out, he doesn't even know where we are. And that's what my mom knows. We went to my uncle's place. So, see, as we're out, and my uncle told me, and I will need a report at the top of every hour. And he was so damn serious because it's also on him if something happens to us. So, and my mom would call. Well, now my uncle was telling me the next day, like, your mom kept on calling and said, she wants to say hi to you. And I kept on, like, he had to make up excuses. Ah, they're not here. Leave them alone. Like, you know. Yeah. But it worked. Until this day, she does not know where we were. So, actually, I have lied to my mom.
I think now as a... And now as a parent, I always imagine, like, if my son lies to me, like, you know, those lies of I'm going, I don't know where, and then he's going somewhere else. Would I really know? Like, can he play me the way I used to play my
the
mom?
The way you played your mom, imagine.
He's going to be you better know, now, Jane.
Like, because I think, I don't know, the other day, I don't know if I told you guys, but the other day he got, there's this app where we get reports from school. So he got a positive mark. And the teacher has told us that if she puts a positive mark, she won't put why she's put the positive mark. It's up to the child to tell you why they got a positive remark. So he got a positive remark. And then I came and I asked him, hey, why did I get a message from this app? Usually the app is also for reporting bad behavior. And that is the most of what comes. And my son, his eyes were wide open and he started thinking.
And you didn't tell him whether it's positive or negative. No. He just got a message.
Yeah, he just got a message and I'm asking him why. And he's thinking. And then he told me, oh no, like I know why. Then he says that they were having lunch and they had pancakes. And each person had to take 5 pancakes. And him and his friend came up with the idea of eating 1 pancake on the line. So, and then they can have 6 pancakes.
Wow.
So he took 1 pancake and put it in his mouth really fast. And the friend also put a pancake in his mouth. And then when they were about to take, and then now he's becoming emotional. When they were about to take.
The way you are emotional when you saw your mom.
Payback, karma.
You know, when they were about to take the extra pancake, he just realized that there were cameras around, and he told his friend, like, you know, there are cameras and they will see us stealing one pancake. You know, I was so close to laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thinking, so they decided not to take like the extra pancake. So mm-hmm. their mistake was that mm-hmm. the camera took them eating the pancake on the line.
Yeah.
I was like, ah, but it's good that you realize that there were cameras.
Mm-hmm.
And
yes.
But next time, even though there are no cameras, you shouldn't do something wrong. You should realize that wrong is wrong. Mm-hmm. Yes, Mama, I am sorry. Yes, Mama, I'm mm-hmm. sorry. And then I'm like, yeah, but it was a positive remark. What did you do?
You got played.
Hey,
yeah,
what
I think
was the reaction on his face.
He looked at me like that was it, you know. But I think I'm smarter. Out. Yeah, I'm smarter than him. He can't outplay a player.
Jin, yet.
Well.
Yet.
Well.
Hmm?
You shall come telling us, Jin. Mm. Don't worry.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, when we were nine, we were not lying to our parents that way.
True.
Of course
not.
We
True.
Were very honest.
Mm. Teenage.
Yeah. Especially now when they can start doing things by themselves.
Mm-hmm.
They now find even better ways of manipulating their parents and lying to them.
I'm actually scared because I first ran away from school when I was 10.
Guy.
I didn't go to school
Why
for...
Why were you running away from school?
Because I hated school, guy.
Yeah.
For how many days?
Many. Until the teacher came to our house to knock and ask why I'm not going to school.
Your mom didn't know you're not going to school?
No. I used to leave in the morning.
And go where?
Behind the school.
Guy, you people. Jane.
Mm-mm.
And sit there. And then when it's break time, I hear people having break, I remove my break from my bag. And I have no memory of what exactly it is that I was doing there.
That's
the
what I'm
thing.
Wondering, like the whole day. You're
the
alone.
Whole day. Yeah.
Okay.
I remember there was a time we came from school. It was in the evening. And I think it was me, one girl. Either we were two or three of us. And then we went somewhere. Some houses were being built. And then it was like a car park. But now it was just grass. So we went there. Yes, we were just chilling there. Like, I don't even know what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Where I'm saying. See, we were there until around 7. And it was dark.
Mm-hmm.
And then so we are like, okay, let's go home. And then for us, we didn't think it was anything wrong that we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
And we
mm-hmm.
didn't even think that someone would be looking for us. So as I was going home, I found my mom standing hapo kwa gate. She was so worried. When she saw me, she was like, Kwani, where were you? And then I'm looking at her thinking, what? See, we were just there near the school, like where they're building, blah, blah, blah. And she was like, never do that again. If you want to go chill with your friends, you first come home and then now you go
chill.
There.
Yeah.
So me, I was not even understanding what the big deal was.
Mm.
Ube, we were not there at it for just a few minutes. We were there for hours.
Hour.
Like 5 hours.
Yeah.
After
yeah.
Mm.
And I don't even know what we were doing there.
Mm. Mm. Hmm.
Way.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. But
anyway,
yeah.
Yes.
Ladies,
this was good.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was really fun. Hope you guys have also enjoyed and have laughed, taken notes from Jane.
Hmm? Guy.
Have a few lies up your sleeves.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Jane, those ones. I don't use her like life. What are her life hacks? Yeah, and if you have an interesting lie you've told, please let us know. We can also share it on our social media pages.
Yeah.
And talking of social media, we hope you are following us, not just talking. Please.
Like someone we know.
Follow, like, share, and comment. Leave us a comment, leave us a DM.
Mm.
Yes, Jane, you, it's you we are talking about.
And subscribe.
And subscribe.
Yes.
Yeah.
All those. And give us a review to wherever you're listening, please. Yeah.
Mm.
It also helps what did you call it, Monica?
Our what?
Algorithm.
Give reviews.
Statistics.
Statistics.
Algorithm.
Those ones.
Statistics.
Yes. Okay. So until next time. See you.
Bye bye.
Yo, smooth. Black is beautiful. You're not teaching. Girls are thinking. Ni ma king tu na ma queen. Squad yote mpaka DJ.